New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the law firm of Davis and Davis. We're not a real law firm. Go ahead, grab a beer, a glass of wine, sit back and listen.
What's happening, man?
Same old.
Well, you had a busy week last week.
Oh, big wedding. Big wedding. I did my speech.
And? Was it better than mine? Obviously. Maybe not.
I think there were some funny moments in it.
Okay.
Kind of like I explained that Jordan called me about 6 years ago after meeting a girl on the gangplank of the Carnival Triumph cruise ship. And he told me, hey, I found a woman. And I sat back and I was like, we thought you were gay. And I said that was 6 years ago. And I met Caitlin for the first time yesterday. Yeah. People laughed. I had to cut out all of the good stuff. I was told that there's too many pastors in the building, so I had to be
had to be a good boy. It'd be a little PG-13 as opposed to the R rating that you were.
Yeah, but we had people over at the house all 4 days. Richard and Harvin, all the guys. We did a podcast.
Nice. How'd that go?
The 4 hour long that recording that we did, I think after editing, is only going to have about 15 minutes in it because none of it can be heard.
Oh no. Your microphone's failed?
Oh no. Oh no, it's just stuff that can't be said out loud.
You guys were having a bull session, not a podcast. You were telling stories out of school, weren't you?
We were telling stories that you can't tells. Yeah, you can't tell those stories when it's about a pastor's kid. Yeah, definitely bad. But I took apart the whole studio because I had to actually set up this everything for in studio, because we had 5 microphones going, and so I disassembled everything and reassembled it in a way that it would work. And lo and behold, I have figured out that my soundboard must be upgraded.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So what I think I'm going to do is Tascam has a great soundboard that will interface with my computer. But it's also got a recording ability to it. So I could travel with it, with said 4 microphones, sit around a table and actually do a decent podcast.
Interesting.
Yeah. So the whole thought of Puttin' Bay came up.
I didn't even thought about that.
Because there were two nights where we just sat around in the shop and talked about stuff. And there's some interesting folks. We could actually have multiple people come by the shop and do our interviews in a podcast setting, which will
my microphone's got the 360, so I mean that would work out pretty well. And yeah,
well, this the soundboard is it has XLR inputs, so I kind of want to get microphones like what you have, but I need them to be XLR. But, okay. You know, like $400 microphones, some table stands, and we got a portable rig then.
Interesting.
Which for that would be absolutely perfect.
Yeah. Cool. Bless you. Good button.
I did hit it.
Good button.
So I kind of sat back. I was like, yeah, this is gonna have to happen before Puttin' Bay, but I'm kind of looking forward to giving it a shot. And the nice thing is that I think it had 8 channels, so I could still do music and stuff like that, but it also had drop buttons, like 8 drop buttons of its own on the board, so I could put our intro, our vamp, our outro, and all of the David He.
Do it. Hit the button.
Emotional damage. I will send you to Jesus.
Gotta love him.
Well, the only exciting thing I had going on this week, it's been busy as heck at work. Oh man. I got a new printer. Nice little Canon printer. It fits better on my shelf. It is black, so it matches the aesthetic of everything else in my whole computer setup here. And it's got the Wi-Fi stuff. So now my daughter and my wife's laptops, they can just hit print and boom, it prints over here. They don't have to plug it in. They don't have to futz with it. It's pretty awesome so far.
Well, that's so good.
I'm excited about that.
That sounds exciting.
When you plug something in and you put in all the software and it works the first time, it's pretty awesome.
Well, unfortunately for the folks, no, not unfortunately. I spent all night last night editing. What was the last show that we did?
7.
What was the last show that we did?
The favorite me? No. Did I get rid of it already? What the hell?
Facts.
Oh yeah, the facts show.
The facts. The facts of life. I sat down and edited that. Ooh, that's a really good show, and it flows really nice. I mean, we just went from fact to fact to fact to fact, and it was great. It was long, but it was a we actually it's going to come out to be in like 1 hour 30 minutes for each episode, part 1 and part 2.
Damn. It flew by. I didn't think it was that long of a show.
I was surprised. It was over 3 hours, but we had all of the issues with your computer, so I got to cut like 15 minutes out of out of the show. It's like there's just nothing but Brick going and yeah. So It was good though. Good. What else has been going on? Talk to my brother.
How is he?
He hasn't killed my mother yet.
Always a bonus.
Yeah.
And likewise, she hasn't killed him either, so yeah. Bonus on top of bonus.
He did say that she is the laziest, meanest son of a bitch he's ever met, and he doesn't know why he went there.
And he's been to prison.
Yes. He literally walks 2 miles to go to Albertsons, and right across from Albertsons is a bar that he goes into, gets 2 shots, and goes home.
Is Albertsons a grocery store?
Yes, Albertsons is a it's a grocery store here in the South. We have them here in Texas as well.
Kroger style,
kind of. Very much so. They have a they have a Starbucks inside of it, and but they sell booze, hard liquor, as
so
well
do
as
my
beer.
Stores. And my Acme store sells booze and liquor and beer. It's damn good. And they sell it on Sundays. Oh.
Yeah, we don't have that. We have a blue law here.
The land of the free. You get to tote your gun out in public, but you can't buy fucking liquor on Sunday.
Buy a bottle of Jack Daniels on a Sunday.
Bible thumping.
So what do you
nothing
hell you say?
I am drinking nothing exciting. I'm back to my cheap Pearl vodka.
Still
I had a bottle of Jefferson.
Ooh, I love Jefferson.
I know, yeah, it was really good. I almost accidentally got the reserve. I just got a regular bottle of Jefferson. It's gone because it's so smooth and tasty, and so yeah, just regular cheap old vodka for now.
Yeah, we had I had the guys over here. I told you that.
How'd they like the Willet? A little too much.
That bottle didn't last long.
Poor little guy. Didn't stand a chance.
And the scooter here, God rest his soul, apparently decided to drink so heavily that he threw up the day before the wedding.
Are you the scooter?
I am scooter.
It was a little too much imbibement, a little too much libations there, buddy.
Sitting on the couch talking to the whore, Richard, and I was like, oh shit. I was like, dude, head's starting to spin. It's time for me to go to bed. So I went to bed. I'm laying and I fall asleep just fine. All of a sudden, like 2 hours later, eyes wide open. Oh shit. Metallic flavor in my mouth. I'm like, I don't realize how drunk I am. I can't walk well. I fall off the couch and I'm scrambling. I'm like, I gotta find bucket.
Trash can. Anything.
Trash can.
Houseplant.
Blue trash can. Oh no. Full of beer cans. Throw the beer cans on the floor. there's one more can. Reach in and grab it.
Got it on my arm.
Man. You ever notice how good you feel after that, though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I
should start drinking again.
It's like, I hate doing it. And like, and when I get sick, it like takes over my whole body. And like, I'm like heaving so hard, I can't breathe. And I feel like I'm busting blood vessels in my eyeballs. I'm straight. It's just miserable when I'm in it. But when it's all done, you're like, it feels better. Mm. I like that.
The mixing of the Willet with the Hall of Fame 100 proof whiskey that... Yeah, that was super smart, dude. All right. I'm going to be drinking tonight the last of the Willet.
Yeah.
But I need some Willet. I have to work tomorrow, which sucks because I took 4 days off for the wedding.
Oh, yeah. So you're going to be working a mess here in a minute.
Well, I'm starting to make my own schedule now. So I'm working tomorrow's because that's on last week's pay period. The new pay period starts Thursday and I took Thursday off instead. So. All right. I'm glad that we're through all that. I have something that's going to excite Burke today. While I was editing last night, I loaded music.
Yay.
So, I have one song. Yeah, I have one song.
Oh, okay.
I have one whole song. So, ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back, and we'll tell you what the show is then. Have a good one.
See you soon.
Yeah, we might come back.
Sometimes something beautiful happens in this world. You don't know how to express yourself, so you just gotta sing. I just had to
sing. Have you never heard this?
No. Oh, no. Oh my god.
Oh dude. You gotta listen to the whole damn thing.
Girl, let me do it. It literally just happened. Having sex can make a nice man out the meanest. Never guess where I just came from. I had sex. If I had to describe the feeling, it was the best. When I had the sex, man, my penis felt great. And I called my parents right after I was done. Oh, hey, didn't see you there. Guess what I just did? Had sex on a dress, saw her boobies and the rest. Was sure nice of her to let you do that thing. Nice of any girl ever. Now sing.
I just had sex.
Is the SNL guys and Akon.
To be honest, I'm surprised she even wanted me to do it. Doesn't really make sense, but man, screw it. I ain't one to argue with a good thing. She could be my wife, that good. The best 30 seconds of my life. I'm so humbled by a girl's ability to let me do it. Cause honestly, I'd have sex with a pile of manure. With that in mind, the soft, nice smelling girl's better. But she let me wear my chain and my turtleneck sweater.
So this one's dedicated.
Been a racist.
Doesn't matter,
she put a bag on my head.
Still I just had sex. And my dreams came true. So if you had sex in the last 30 minutes, then you're part of my thing with me. I just had sex.
Everybody sing.
Key change. The explicit button will be pressed. We'll be right back.
There's a stain.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi there.
We haven't done this in a little while, so we have
a little rusty.
We have to do this. This is the Bob update. Bob got onto a train at 2 a.m. this morning.
That doesn't bode well for you. What's his ETA?
Tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the morning.
And you'll be at work.
I was like, Bob, I'm at work till 5. So you're either going to sit around in downtown Dallas or you're going to Uber.
Does he have... Oh, he used to do that. He probably does know how to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Has Mama Sveti or your wife ever met him?
Svetlana's met him, yes.
Oh, okay.
And Mama Sveti has not met him.
Okay. So he might show up to your doorstep and somebody might let him in. No, or he might get the cops calling on him.
I have to go pick him up at 5 o'clock. I might leave work early, like noon, go pick him up and then go back to work and close. Have not decided on that yet, but
so we should have the Bob News Network.
Oh,
BNN.
Oh my God. The BNN segment of the Davis and Davis show.
Breaking news on BNN.
He's got to find the stupidest stories every week. Just add that in. We'll add it in post. Now, next week, because we are starting to shorten our shows a little bit, we're going to record two shows. We're going to do the one that we had listed. And then we're going to do interviews from Put-in Bay.
Mo, you got that all spliced together, huh?
Got it all spliced together now.
Very nice.
Including some outtakes of some interesting stuff that we talked about. Without people knowing that we talked about it.
Yeah, we did kind of set our microphones down on the table and kind of pretended like they weren't running. That bad of us? Is that mean? Is that wrong? It's journalism. No, that, it's journalism.
That's right. It is credible journalism.
And we had the placards and everything on our chest, you know.
We did. Burke made those up.
Bob made those up.
Or Bob did.
Yeah.
This year, I think I'm going to actually make actual press passes.
Why?
Why not? Because it
should,
makes...
Should we get the little mini fedoras with the press thing and the... Breaking news here at...
I'm a newspaper man. Hello, I'm a newspaper man.
Oh, man.
Hey, we're doing a show today.
Yeah, we're here talking. Yes, you are correct.
Our show is about movies that can't be made anymore or remade.
Yeah.
I don't know. Somebody's going to try. I know they will.
Well, because Hollywood can't think up an original premise hardly anymore. You got to go outside the U.S. for that crap.
So, We have come up with a list of 20 movies that can no longer be made.
We are going from the bottom to the top because I was not smart enough to do them in a good order.
So, that was a great falsetto there. So if you agree with what we've said, go ahead and write us go to davisandavisshow.com and you can send us a message via email, or you could go to our Facebook page. Just look up the Davis and Davis Show. And we can have a discussion on whether we're right or wrong about this list. And while you're doing that, you could be wearing Burke's face on your back.
That sounds like a punishment.
If you go to
the davisandavisshow.com for all your awesome merch needs, as long as it's a t-shirt or a hoodie.
Yes. Yes.
Although if you do your engraving, we might put some cups on there.
I cannot wait for this machine to get here. I'm really kind of stoked with this. Christmas gifts next year. Because what? Okay.
They're all personalized.
So not to get off topic here real quick, but I went and purchased a laser engraver. And I found out that, like, okay, here. Do you see that?
I do.
Okay. This is an actual Yeti. And I found out that that's how they do this. They purchase the Yetis with the coating on it, and then they laser etch it, and it takes the coating off. But we could be making our own brewmates, Yetis, whatever we want.
And I do like wood coasters and crap.
I did research on this. Because Burke brought up a good point. He's like, oh, you know, they might get pissed off at us. Well, I found out they won't get pissed off at us if we purchase it either at a discount through them or at regular price. Oh. And then we jack up the price for the engraving.
Okay. Good to know.
That way we can sell actual brewmate products or Yeti products.
Yeah, we're not burning off the brewmate name and going
right.
It's the Burke Davis. Yeah.
Because we're going to advertise them as
brewmates or Yetis. Brewmate
or Yetis. Yes.
That makes sense.
We become okay. Just an engraving service.
Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a little worried about that when you brought that up, and then I was like, no, man, I should be able to buy these at discount and then just do it. And yeah, talked with the guy from Yeti, and he was like, once you buy it, it's yours. Yeah, I mean, if you sold it for $20 less than we charged you, you're a fool.
And he would be correct.
So there you go. We're gonna have some fun stuff. As a matter of fact, I'm bringing stuff for Mr. Kanza and his group, and you and I will have our own cups.
Ooh,
yeah. It's going to be a great time. I cannot wait to get up there. And I'm coming up in Klaus. Oh shit! I do have to tell you about this. Holy crap! We're gonna run long. I know. I went to the BMW store the other day to get my 90,000 mile checkup service done. Okay. Checkup and service done, because I wanted my transmission fluid changed and all that. These wet band transmissions can be kind of screwy, and if you don't change the fluid after 100,000 miles, they look at you and say, "Don't change the fluid. Just leave it.
just roll with it.
Just freaking leave it." So I was like, "No, I want to get the fluid changed. I want new fluid in there. I want to make this last as long as it will last." And so I went, and you know, salesman, of course, is going to come up to you. He's like, "Wow, that's a great looking car."
So, yeah, we'd love to have that on our used car lot.
He was like, "Everything on it work?" I'm like, "Everything works. Just had the headlight fixed. Everything works." He was like, "How many miles?" I said, 91,000. "I'll give you $16,000 for it right now." I'm not going to tell him I paid $9,000. And I said, "Well, you know, if I did that, I might have to trade it in because I need a car." He's like, "Hey, we have a deal here right now. 3,000 back from the manufacturer, a brand new 3 series, non-convertible, is $33,000.
Oh, Jesus.
I was like, "Okay, well, let me do the math in my head here. You're giving me 16. 33.
What's your payoff on this thing?
I owe $7,500 on it right now."
Okay, so you got 11 grand of equity.
Yeah.
The 10.5.
Yeah.
So 10.5 from 33. So you're at 22.5. Think any special interest rates?
I would go through my credit union anyways, because that's 2.5% for a new car. Okay.
There you go. All right. So that's settled. All right.
$225 a month. I could be in
72 months.
Yeah, I'd do 72.
Okay.
I'd
2.25. You have a brand new BMW. What are you paying now?
175.
Okay.
With 5% interest.
So $75 more per month
for a brand new car with 0 miles on it.
That's not a horrible idea, but how much more expensive are the new ones compared to the old ones to fix and whatnot?
Okay, these new it's not a Tiptronic transmission. Is it a
CVT?
It's like a CVT.
Really? In a 6-cylinder?
No, I'm...
Is it a 4-turbo?
Mine's a... Is mine a 6?
Yours should be a
6. Oh, mine is an inline 6. Yes. Yeah. The 3 series comes with the inline 6. If I pay $2,000 more, I can get the hybrid. Don't need it. I'm telling you this, I'm contemplating. I really am. I don't know if you just heard that, but my air conditioner turned on because it's hot.
I can hear a little something in the back, but now it's gone. So you're good.
Well, you'll hear it when I talk, because I have my noise suppression on.
Gotcha.
But when I stop talking, you won't hear. But it's too
far from Nugent.
Hot. So, I'm contemplating a new car, which would totally piss my wife off.
Probably.
Yeah. Ooh, her car has no horn.
Okay.
Somebody cut the wires to the horn.
Excuse me?
That leads me to believe that the security system probably fouled up and it sat there and honked constantly. That was whatever. The worst purchase I ever made in my life.
Now I can hear your AC for a second. That's all right.
Sorry.
That's okay. It's not horrible. You can just kind of itch hear it. So.
Oh my God, a piece of grass just came out of my mouth.
You work at a golf course of. You work at an unnamed golf course. That's going to happen. Anyway, yeah. Should we get to the
list?
The list at hand. So these, in our humble opinion, are, for whatever reasons, and we'll go into those a little bit, are movies that probably cannot be made today. And the first one on the list is called Love Potion Number 9. And this is a 1992 movie with Sandra Bullock. And it was about literally a love potion. Like, you put this on your tongue, somehow it made your vocal cords make you irresistible to the opposite sex. And I don't think it would fly today, just from the lack of consent thing and safe space and whatever, and basically you're gaslighting people into thinking you're something that you're not. I don't know. What are your feelings? Have you ever seen this movie?
I have not.
Okay.
Starring Sandra Bullock, Tate Donovan, Mary Mara, Dale Midkiff,
and Bancroft.
Dylan Baker's in it as well. So I read the synopsis on this. Unlucky in love, chemist. Basically comes up with a love potion to...
Oh, dude, Adrian Paul, Highlander.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah, he's like this Italian prince or something, and she's taking this stuff, and he starts falling in love with her and showering her with gifts and stuff. It's like, yeah, I don't think it would fly today, man.
I've never seen it, so I can't really say much about it. I can give you the stats, like, tomato meter was 25.
Oh, so those are current, because
The audience score was not much better at 43.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, just from that's a touchy subject of using a chemical to get a woman. Yeah, I would have to agree with you on this one. I don't think that that's something that can happen right now.
It's just a little on the cringy side.
Just a little.
We have American Pie.
Jason Biggs. I actually love this movie.
I do too. However, you got a couple of controversial points in there, like, you got a girl getting nude on a webcam and she is unaware of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now
she's not getting nude, she's getting down with her bad self on a webcam. And
yeah, it's a little dog. Little doggedy there. Yeah.
I think a lot of these films, I mean, I don't think it was like a major plot point in the film per se. I mean, some of this stuff, I think a lot of these films could be made and edited and maybe you know, some stuff taken out or not shown on screen, but it's still a pretty slippery slope with that kind of stuff right there. Back in the day, we thought it was hilarious, and now we're like, ah, yeah, not so much.
Yeah. One of my favorite actors is in this. Where is he? Right there. Eugene Levy.
Oh, God, yeah.
You
actually
have...
I love Natasha Lyonne, I think is, I love her work.
Yeah, she's extremely funny.
She's hilarious.
One day at band camp.
No. Natasha Leone's the raspy voiced redhead.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. You're thinking of Allison Hannigan, who did How I Met Your Mother.
Yes. Shannon Elizabeth is in this.
Jennifer
Biggs.
Coolidge, Stifler's mom.
Yes.
That's pretty funny. Although, if you think about that, if that kid's 17, technically, that might not be kosher.
They're, hang on. There's close. A lot in this movie that's not kosher. Tara Reid is not kosher. While I love her to death, and she's gorgeous, but who played Heather? That was another character that I liked. Mina Savari.
Yeah, Savari. Yeah. She's cute as a button. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. This movie, written by Adam Hertz, came out in, what was this, 2003? No, 1999. Wow. Tomato meter, 61%.
Mm-hmm.
Audience score, 61%.
That's weird.
You don't see matches like that too often.
It's like, and I still like watching the movie. I think the music is great. I think the acting's great. You know, there's a couple plot points that are just, you know, I don't think you could do it today.
Oh, hang on.
Premature button pushing? What was that?
Yeah. Well, for some of these movies, there's trailers, and I'm just going to play the trailer.
Go for it. Maybe.
Well, you won't be able to see it. I'm just playing the... audio.
It's okay. So I can't hear anything.
You can't hear that?
I heard Mom, I'm Home, and then it's blank. There we go. Ah, testing out the pie.
Tell your mother that we ate it all.
Why they're both staring at the decimated pie on the table together? It's just, and it's like I said, I love this movie.
I do too. I mean, this movie was great at the end of the 90s. I had a fun time watching. Actually, the entire series.
I think there's great stuff in it.
But there's a lot in this that you would sit back and go, that can't happen. Yeah. All right, sir. What is the next one?
Next movie on the list is Heathers, which is another one of my favorite movies. I absolutely love this. However, since 1988, when this film came out, there have been a lot, and I mean a lot, of school shootings. So I don't quite think this kind of movie would get done today. And it's such dark humor, and I love dark humor to death. Oh my gosh. And I love Winona Ryder. I love Christian Slater. I thought it was a great script. It was good enough they put it on Broadway. It's good stuff. I just don't think it could happen again.
Well, it was off Broadway.
No, oh, okay, that makes it better.
Winona Ryder, Christian Slater, Shannon Doherty, Kim Walker, Lizanne Falk. Wow, a bunch of people. There's a whole bunch that you just don't know.
Mm-mm. Jeremy Applegate.
Patrick.
Who passed away in 2000. What? Damn. He was young.
Patrick Labordejo. He was in NCIS. Was it NCIS or CSI?
Yeah, let's look that up.
No, NCIS. JAG.
Well, JAG and NCIS are basically the same show.
What? Okay.
But he was in JAG. Oh, dude. Wasn't he also in Magnum PI?
Let's see here.
I could be wrong. Expand. Yeah, we're not doing deep dives. We're going to remember that. He was in Blazing Saddles? What? Hit the button.
Oh.
Which you don't share your stuff with, so I can't hear it. Good job.
I turned it off. I'm sorry.
What the hell you say?
Thank you.
For white people.
Sorry. Oh, wrong button. Sorry. Sorry, folks.
No, I'm not seeing any magic.
I won't do that anyway, again.
But yes, JAG. He was in JAG.
JAG, NCIS. Oh, that's right. He was Bud Roberts.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Let's see here. Tomato meter. This is going to flip you out. 93.
Holy that's huge.
83 audience.
Dang.
Now this made the list, but I sit back and contemplate and think, because I'm a theater guy. I sit back and listen to musicals all the time. I know this musical.
You wait just a minute, Paul. It is ignorant, hateful talk like yours that makes this world a place our boys could not live in. They were not dirty. They were not wrong. They were two lonely verses in the Lord's great song.
Our boys were pansies, Bill.
Yes, my boys are homosexual, and that don't scare me none. I want the world to know I love my dead gay son. Now I've been thinking,
wow,
praying, reading some magazines, and it's time we opened our eyes. Well, the good Lord made the universe, the Lord created man, and I believe it's all a part of his gigantic plan. I know God has a reason for each mountain and each flower, and why he chose to let our boys get busy in the shower. They were not dirty. They were not rude. They were just two stray laces in the Lord's big boots. Well, I never cared for homos much until I reared me one. But now I've learned to love. I love my dead gay son.
Now, Oh, yes.
I don't think that song would fly anymore. Jesus. Wow.
Now, if we can allow that to happen on Off-Broadway or any community theater near you, Weathervane, I think the movie could be made again.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's close.
Oh, so close, but so far.
All right, we got just a couple minutes left. We can knock out one more here. All right, do you remember back in 1979 when a little Woody Allen movie called Manhattan came out? Have you ever seen it?
I have not.
It's been a hot second since I've seen it, but basically, and this is a kind of a thing where reality and theater blend, Woody Allen like kind of grooms and dates this very young girl played, I believe, by Mariel Hemingway. And it's the whole, you know, 40, 50 year difference, seducing an underage girl, grooming. It just hits a little too home. Like, I don't think he could make that movie today anymore after all the allegations came out. And I just think there'd be too many people raising a ruckus now, on that one.
Now, who directed this?
Was it Woody or someone else?
Was
directed by Woody Allen, written by Woody Allen and Marshall Brickman.
Woody Allen, because I cannot find him. Or find the movie.
Manhattan?
Yeah.
Manhattan. 1979.
Manhattan.
A-N.
2014. There it is. There we go. Oh, Diane Lane, wasn't it?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Diane Keaton?
Yeah.
Mariel Hemingway.
The life of a divorced television writer dating a teenage girl is further complicated when he falls in love with his best friend's mistress. Yeah, that'll fly today. You just heard the description and your mouth's wide open. That's all that you got to say about that movie right there.
No. Are you ready to flip out?
Oh, let me guess. It's like 92% on the tomato meter, probably.
94.
Yeah, and the audience is probably 86.
92.
Jesus. And once again, it's a great, Meryl Streep is in this movie. It's a great movie, but.
Okay.
Now, Karen Allen's in this too. Good Lord. There's a lot of good people. I've forgotten. It's been
there's
a
lot of great people
yeah.
in it.
This was done in black and white, if I recall.
It was. It was done in black and white.
It is a great movie. I don't think it'd be done again, though. It's just, yeah.
What did Stanley Kaufman say? So I'm going through the reviews right now, and I'm not going to read them. But there were only 1, 2, 3 critics out of all the critics that gave it a negative. The rest of the critics were, I mean, yeah, they loved the flick.
Yeah, in 1979, it was, yeah, sure, that's acceptable, that's okay.
You know, could it be made now? No, there's no way.
I mean, it's a 43-4, I can't do the math, it's over 40 years old. A little different time back then.
Yeah, that's but you know, the audience loved it.
Yeah, I when at last I saw it, I thought it was a great flick. But looking back, looking back on the shit I did when I was younger, I cringe at because it's just not acceptable these days. So I think this movie's kind of in that same category.
Okay. It's very hard to judge something like this knowing what Woody Allen was.
Yeah.
What he was, I don't want to say charged with, because he was never charged with anything, but we knew that he was into younger women. And this really kind of creeps me out.
Yeah, kind of hits home after all these years. Like, wait a minute. He wrote a film about dating younger. Oh my.
Yeah, that's like the play Gigi.
Just
something that shouldn't be done anymore. Sorry.
No.
All right. On that note,
got a little music to take us out of this little segment here.
Oh, everybody, sit back. This is a Lake Erie classic.
Uh-oh.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitche.
We'll see y'all in just a second.
The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound. Every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. Supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed you.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
what you don't dare do, people.
Damn, that's almost EDM.
Yeah, it's good shit. Shout out to Danny. You're probably listening. Guy at work. He loves this stuff. Now, this is a movie that almost made my list because Hackers would have to be so radically updated that I don't know that they would make this movie today. There's so much more surveillance. There's so much more, you know, tracking IP address. I don't know that this movie could be made today. It was kind of the cowboy and Indians of the internet in its opening days that allowed this movie to be successful and plausible. But anyway, enough said. But you know, if you got Angelina Jolie, I'll forgive a lot of sins.
There you go.
Yeah. So anyway.
All right, we're on to our next one, which is...
Yes, this is You Only Live Twice, a James Bond film that we talked about a little while ago. And I'm going through some lists on the internet, and they bring this one up. I'm like, why would this not be the white man passing for Asian? Asian stereotypes. You think you could just plaster some, you know, eyelids on a dude and put him in a black wig and... this 6'4" behemoth is going to pass as a Japanese. I'm like, I don't, probably not. You know, like, I don't think Daniel Craig could pull off that bit of, you know, subterfuge either. So yeah, just maybe a little bit, you know.
Now, starred Sean Connery.
Mm-hmm.
Akiko Wakabayashi
Mihama Tatsuro Tanaba Taro Shimada Karen Dorr Donald Pleasance as one of your favorite Blofelds.
Mihama. God.
Yeah, there's a lot of.
We're going to be banned just trying to name their names.
Yeah, because I'm sure we butchered them all to get out. But in your opinion, do you think that
that's for white people.
Like, do you think they would attempt to remake that movie? Because do you think he could pass off a 6-foot white dude as Asian?
All right. So here's my thing with this. Yes, this movie could be made again.
Okay.
Because you are passing off a spy. And spies have to be able to conform to whatever situation they are in.
They're saying spies can shrink themselves.
No, that's.
I'm not saying. If you want to look up the average height of a Japanese gentleman.
Would you look up Yao?
No, I'm saying advertise.
Basketball player, 7-foot tall.
Was he Japanese or Chinese?
I think he was Chinese.
Okay, there we go.
out
of 4 billion Chinese, one of them is going to be tall. Japanese don't get that many people up.
I don't know. I don't know.
This one's a little slippery slope. It
would it be?
It's a maybe.
It's a plausible situation. It could happen. I mean, and honestly, Sean Connery was a tall man.
A little bit.
Where Daniel Craig wasn't. Well, Daniel Craig was like 6 foot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a tough one. You know, it's at the bottom of the list for a reason. It's like, yeah, maybe, you know, they were a little cringy on the Asian stereotypes in this movie back in the day. You know, that if it were to be redone, they need a lot of rewriting in it. Agree, disagree. Around here.
Yeah, I think it can be redone, but okay.
It'd be tough.
It would be hard. Tomato meter was 74. Whoa. Everything just disappeared.
Uh-oh.
Audience meter 68.
Yeah.
So it wasn't the best Bond movie.
No. And this was made back in 1967. This is a 56-year-old movie at this point.
Oh, yeah.
I know that because I was born in 1967.
Yeah, I still think it could be done again, but...
Okay.
So what's your next one? Or what is the next one?
The next one is Me, Myself, and Irene. It's a Mr. Carey movie here. 2000, Jim Carrey, Renee Zellweger.
Yes.
And I think this one, because of the way they mishandle mental disorders, I don't think it could get done again today. And it's like, I understand farce as a genre is farce, but people are much more in tune with what mental disorders are or what they entail. I don't think this one would fly.
This was a Farley Brothers, wasn't it?
You could be correct about that. Peter Farley, Mike Cerone, Bobby Farley. Yes. Directed by and written by the Farley Brothers. You are correct.
I seem to remember this. He was a cop, right?
Correct.
He was a dickhead cop.
Well, he was a split personality. But there was a nice version of him. There was the dick version of him. And I just...
I almost think that every Jim Carrey movie could not be redone.
Actually, that's a possibility.
Let me rephrase that in a way that it should be. Every Jim Carrey movie should never be redone.
I don't know, man. I like Dumb and Dumber a whole lot.
Dumb and Dumber. Okay. Yeah, but Jim Carrey doesn't make Dumb and Dumber.
No, but it's a Jim Carrey movie. I mean, it's an ensemble, and I think he works well within the ensemble.
I mean, what's...
I don't know, Truman Show is a pretty damn good movie.
Truman Show is a good movie.
Yeah. He's not trying to be funny. He just is funny.
Shoot. Who is in Dumb and Dumber with him?
Yeah, I can't. Brain cells are gone.
Oh, shit. Shite.
Jeff Daniels.
That's it. I almost think Jeff Daniels makes Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, Lauren Harley and Mike Starr and
the whole toilet scene with
oh god
Jeff
yes.
Daniels is like freaking comedy brilliance.
We've all been there.
That's what makes it funny.
And once again, that's another one of those movies where they kind of, I get the feeling that they took Jim Carrey and they had to rein him back on a lot of the comedy. Cause like, he just does that one aside note, like Jeff Daniel goes, oh man, look at the ass on that. And Carrey's like, yeah, I bet he works out. It's deadpan and it works beautifully, you know?
Yeah. in Me, Myself, and Irene, Tomato meter Not good. 48.
Ooh.
Audience score. 57.
60. Ooh, wow. 10 less than I thought.
Yeah. Just not. I don't know. When I watched the movie, this was one of those meh.
It's a movie that has its moments. Those moments won't make a whole movie, but it definitely has those moments. And I mean, I quote lines from that all the time. The thing, you know, like, what's her name? Swanee, Samsonite. Man, I was way off.
I would have to agree. This is not a movie that I would even attempt.
Not in the 2020s.
No. Although we are making Cocaine Bear now. So.
Well, technically not offensive to bears. Because who's going to ask him?
It's a real life story.
Alrighty, sir. Next on the list. Well, yeah, for a number of reasons. We have American Beauty.
Kevin Spacey?
We're going to just ignore the whole Kevin Spacey being in a movie for now.
Annette Bening?
Love her to death.
Thora Birch?
Love her. Hey, Mina Savari again.
Wes,
we just talked about her.
Yes, yep. Wes Bentley. Mina Savari.
Scott Bakula. Forgot he was in that.
Peter Gallagher's in it.
Yep.
Who else? Allison Janney. Oh, I love Allison Janney.
Yeah, yeah.
Chris Cooper, Sam Robards. John Cho.
Oh, God. Yeah. What am I saying? It's Harold and Kumar.
Yeah. A whole lot of people in it.
Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. However, comma.
Uh-oh.
When you get a dad who is fantasizing about his daughter's best friend,
mm-hmm.
It gets a little weird. And it, like, gets so close to actually, like, consummating that. Like, if he'd have said yes, too cringy, I think, for today's standards. Plus, you couldn't have Kevin Spacey doing that movie today.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I love him, though.
I loved all of his work, but damn, his personal life was fucked up.
Yeah. Well, so's mine.
Yeah. Little trailer action here. Like any street.
Morning, Jim.
Look closer.
Morning,
I love your tie, that collar.
That's right. Scott Bakula was the gay guy next door. You see a man who was hardly there. Look closer.
Nice going, Dad.
Ricky.
Ooh.
Look closer. Didn't that kid play like Satan or Death or something?
I think so.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
What the hell? What the hell?
Write out a job description. That way management can assess who's valuable
and who's expendable.
My parents are trying to take an active interest in me. Why can't they just have their own lives?
I'm so proud of you. You didn't screw up once.
Oh my God. It's a psycho next door.
Dean, what if he worships you?
I didn't mean to scare you. I'm not obsessing. I'm just curious.
Why does he dress like a Bible salesman?
Today I quit my job, and then I blackmailed my boss for almost $60,000. Pass the asparagus.
Dad's actually kind of cute.
I think he and your mother have not slept together in a long time.
Shut up. You think you're the only one who's frustrated?
I'm not? Well then, come on, baby, I'm ready.
Welcome to America's weirdest home videos.
This is for your own good, boy. There are rules in life.
Yes, sir. Don't give up on me, Dad.
Smile. You're at Mr. Smiley's.
You are so busted.
I love shooting this gun.
Sometimes there's so much beauty in the world. I feel like I can't take it.
I rule.
If I had to leave tonight, would you come with me?
Yes.
Okay.
I kind of forgot about the dad next door beating the hell out of his son. I don't think that would fly either.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, you forgot about that movie, didn't you?
Yeah, that was not in my mind whatsoever, and I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, leaving Kevin Spacey out of it.
You still couldn't make that movie today. It's just got
There's too much crap.
Yeah. And once again, this is a movie I love watching. I mean, visually, it's beautiful. The story is cool as hell, but it's just, you just couldn't make this film today.
Weird and wild thing is that it has an 87 tomato meter.
I know. I get it.
93 audience.
I would vote for it, and I shouldn't like it because of reasons. I get it.
Will it be remade? No.
No. This was also 1999, so it's been a couple years. So.
All right. So the next one that you have, I had a question on. Which version are you basing it on?
This is the Disney cartoon of Peter Pan.
What year was that?
Oh, dear God. 30s or 40s?
60s.
Oh, no. Really? Peter Pan, 1953. Yes? Yes, 1953. Yeah, they got some Indian, like American Indians in here that are like the reason that we have the Cleveland Guardians instead of the Cleveland Indians nowadays. I mean, they are just straight up effing racist against American Indians in this movie. They're just portrayed in a horrible, horrible light. Other than that, it's a great film. I mean, I remember seeing this film as a kid. I remember going on this ride at Disneyland, you know. But yeah, you just cannot. You couldn't do. You'd have to edit out that entire section of the movie with the American Indians. It's just plain and simple. And the whole Tinkerbell thing was kind of weird too.
That was kinky.
Yeah, a little. Like, yeah, I'm sure some adults were looking at it going, I don't know about that. Spanking a little midget girl that you have in bondage. Yeah, no, it's just, no. Yeah, just no. Mm-hmm. Stealing kids out of their bedrooms at night. Yeah, it's just a little cringy. So, no, I don't think the cartoon version could be made again today.
77 on the tomato meter.
Mm-hmm.
80 for the audience. So apparently people love it, but
it's a case of, if you saw it as a youngster, it was fine. But if you watch that movie for the first time today, you'd be like, well, hold on. that's just not kosher. That's not cool.
I'm looking through your list. I'm really beginning to get this feeling that you're racist against Disney.
We'll come across one that Disney won't even show. And when Disney doesn't want to make some money, you know that shit's bad. for instance, the next one
on the list, another Disney.
They will show this, but they have edited out big old chunk of this thing. This is Dumbo. The original Disney Dumbo, which, forgive me, I do not recall when that was made, 1941. And there's a whole big section where these three black crows had this. Hold on.
Did you say black crows?
Yeah.
Like
the hell, that's for white people.
Sorry, I had to.
So they have this whole big thing where these three crows sing this song in a very degrading African American style. If you can find this movie, that whole section is cut out. It's gone. I don't think you can find the whole song. Maybe somewhere in the depths of YouTube it exists, but Disney disavows that whole section of the movie just for that reason. And there's the whole, you know, cruelty to animals, which I can't believe they made the freaking thing into like a CGI live action thing. You know, it's just cruelty to animals and all that kind of crap. But it's like, you know, couldn't do the original again. Not going to do it. Would not be prudent at this juncture.
Tomato meter, 98.
That's because you saw it as a kid and you're like, oh, I love that movie, click.
Audience, 70.
I bet most of that 70 audience has never seen the original cut. I mean, they were beating elephants in that. I mean, it's kind of brutal in its original form.
I don't disagree with you. I don't necessarily agree with you. But no.
Couldn't be done in its original form. It can be. There's some of these films on here you can get away with.
Yeah.
Editing or slightly changing. But if we're talking about, you know, remaking it scene for scene, can't be done. Just cannot be done.
All right, next one.
Sticking with Disney theme here. This is Song of the South.
Oh, hell.
Uncle Remus on a plantation, former slave, still working on a plantation. Thing won Academy Awards for its songs and everything like that. But dude, like, Disney will not show this film. You can't buy, if you find a VHS of this film on eBay, you're paying hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Maybe it might be in the thousands, I don't know.
Wasn't there a ride at Disney that they just shut down because there were bits of this?
It's very possible. Yeah. Bobby Driscoll. James Beckett as Uncle Remus. Won one Oscar, two wins, one nomination total. 1946. Okay, half of this movie was amazing because they mixed animation with live action, which was just unheard of at the time, and it was beautifully done. The actual stories that they go through with Br'er Fox and Br'er Rabbit and everything were actual stories told by actual former slaves. So I mean, it's an historic piece, but can't do it. Obviously you can't do it. I don't think Disney even says, no, we didn't make the film. No, not ours. Didn't do it. Don't know what you're talking about.
Tomato meter 50. Audience score 71.
Anybody who's seen it, like, I mean, you got Zippity Doodah.
There's some good music in it.
Yeah.
But
music's amazing.
But yeah.
The whole underlying crap beneath it, not so much.
Hey, we have to take a little break here.
Yeah, I noticed that we didn't have a countdown clock up there. Like, I missed the whole beepy beepy thing.
Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep. All right, kids. We'll be back after this short break.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
What you know is true. I don't have to tell you. I love your precious heart.
I was standing there. You were there. Two worlds collide. And they could never.
Make sure that you check back soon for part two of this podcast.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.